Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of If So podcast series. The If So is an interdisciplinary research center for the Baltic Sea region studies that aims to analyze future challenges and opportunities in the countries of the region. Today, we want to introduce the energy research group at the If So. The energy cluster of IFSO is mainly law and social sciences oriented, aiming to address some of the essential questions concerning the energy transition in the Baltic Sea region. I am Dr. Farid Karimi, the coordinator of the Energy Research Group. By training, I'm an environmental social scientist. And my guest is Professor Mishai Rodi, the speakers of research group. Professor Rodi is the chair of public, financial, environmental, and energy law at the Faculty of Law and Economics at the University of Greifswald in Germany. He's also director of Institute for Climate Protection, Energy, and Mobility, in short, ECEM, a Berlin-based think tank. Welcome, Professor Rodi, to this episode of If So podcast series.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I would like to start with a basic question, Professor Rodi. What is the status quo regarding energy security and energy transition in the Baltic Sea region? And what are energy hot potatoes in the region currently?
Yeah, energy security and I would now call it climate change policies, which is behind energy transition, are definitely the central challenges for energy policies in the Baltic Sea region. And on the one hand, this area can, to my understanding, serve as a laboratory for energy transition. It has excellent preconditions, and it is possible to reach the ambitious European Union climate goals already 20 years earlier in this region.
Interesting. And
then others can learn from this experience. So, on the other hand, we have energy security as a very relevant special topic in the region, especially, of course, for the former Warsaw Pact states like Poland and the Baltic states. And there we have specific conflicts now with energy transitions, as these states tend to rely on all sorts of energy as backups, from fossils to nuclear. And it's clear they want to diversify energy supply, reduce the risk of dependence. And so these two topics are linked with each other in this laboratory, as to say.
Yeah, and I think also we have some controversial projects also in the region, like Nord Stream 2 projects, and we have various approaches and perceptions and threats perceptions of this project. So it seems a bit sometimes also complicated issue, this the issue of energy transition in these countries, having different countries with different energy policy and political agenda, let's say.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned this, what I would call the hottest potato in energy policies in the region. This is obvious, the Nord Stream pipeline, or exactly the Nord Stream pipelines. And as you mentioned, there are extremely different perceptions on it. And these are problematic for the necessary common energy policy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, indeed, nobody really knows whether Nord Stream is helpful for energy transition. and even energy security. And yeah, in our cluster, this is, of course, one of the big topics that we want to dive into. Yeah, but there are other hot potatoes. Maybe they don't look so hot because they are evergreens. Yeah. If you think of the common Baltic Sea internal energy market, this is a central goal of EU policies. Mm-hmm. And here I see a window of opportunity that we now can proceed. Especially, I think the wind power offshore is an opportunity here. We are already starting with projects. How we can combine and interconnect the different offshore plants, and then through these interconnect also the national energy grids. So I think this is from a research perspective, really a hot potato and a lot of opportunities in it.
That's very interesting indeed. I mean, I think it's a unique potential for the region, having this huge capacity for wind power, and I think with harnessing this potential, as you rightly mentioned, this region could be a laboratory and could be a kind of front runner for an energy transition in the whole EU.
Yeah, and it gives, when I may add this, it gives adds a special sense to the fact that we are studying energy politics in a special area, as this area is defined by the Baltic Sea. And now what we are doing is having a look in an activity directly combined with the sea, the offshore platforms and their interconnections. So there is an answer to those who may ask, why are you doing research on Baltic Sea? Studies may make sense in historic or cultural aspects. No, it also makes sense in energy policies. We can see it here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. With this, I would like to also announce to our listeners in audience that we have a forthcoming book chapters, Professor Rudy and I, in which we discuss some of the grand challenges for energy transition in the Baltic Sea region. So please stay tuned. This is a part of a book edited by our colleagues in Comenius University in Slovakia. Professor Rudy, I would like to ask another question. Now, we see we are now discussing the status quo in the region and, you know, what are the goals and what are the topics and what are the challenges. But the question is that why the IFSO Energy Research Group? Why do we need such a research group, particularly in Greifswald? Why in Greifswald?
Yeah, I think it is very clear that Greifswald is located at the Baltic Sea, and thus Baltic Sea studies are a natural research focus of the University of Greifswald already for a long time. And many of my colleagues from different disciplines deal with Baltic Sea topics and have various cooperations in the area. I think the time was just right to coordinate these activities in an institutionalized way. And if so, is this place a platform to do this? And overall, I think this is a milestone in the Baltic Sea activities of the University of Greifswald.
Great, thank you. Yes, and also I think Greifswald is also interestingly a kind of energy hub somehow, having the first decommissioned the nuclear power plant in the world here, and also some very sophisticated research and nuclear fusion in Greif's role, and also this controversial Nord Stream project arrives in this city. So also in a practical terms, also Greifswald is very relevant city to conduct research on energy transitions in the Baltic Sea region.
Yeah, you are fully right. Since I think more than 15 years, I'm organizing yearly the Interdisciplinary and International Summer Academy Energy and the Environment. And the guests from all over the world who come to this more or less tiny town, if I may say, are amazed that this is a place to study, practically study energy. And you have mentioned worldwide respected and observed energy activities. We can add still offshore, the offshore again. Offshore wind is landing in Greifswald, and there is research in the region on storage options. So there's even more, but I would say having the first nuclear power plant decommissioned, having one of the very few nuclear fusion research centers worldwide, and Nord Stream hub, this is really amazing. Yeah.
Yes, great. And so another question, Professor Rudy, is that what is the vision then for the IFSO Energy Research Group in general, and for developing and advancing a science policy platform and conducting responsible research with measurable social impact in particular? I'm asking this question because actually you are a professor who is not just sitting at the university. You are a director of think tank. You have been involved with advising governments in Germany, in Vietnam. So you have a kind of practical experience also parallel with your scientific experience. So I think this is a question for you, that how do you see the vision of this center, particularly for having some social impact? Could you please elaborate on this?
Yeah, I was actually very happy about the activities and the work my colleague, Professor Nord, has done to set up IFSO, as this really meets sort of my tradition to do research in an interdisciplinary and international way, as I have done it in the before mentioned Summer Academy, or as you mentioned in my institute, ECAM. And I see exactly that IFSO stands for also for this mission to bring together research on Baltic Sea topics from various disciplinary aspects, and bringing together researchers from Baltic Sea countries. So this is indeed also an interdisciplinary and international approach. And I'm sure, according to my experience working like this, that we can develop specific solutions for the region. And these solutions, I hope, but I'm also sure, will have measurable impacts on laws and policies in the Baltic Sea states, but also on the European level, hopefully and probably. So this mission for IFSO, you mentioned it's practical, yeah, it's research rooted in a region, and I'm sure it will contribute to the development of the region.
Great, exactly. I would like to also add the fact that currently EU focus on this and the issue of energy transition. We have lots of discussion around EU Green Deal and so forth. And I think this is a very right time to have such a research center focusing on this region with research with pragmatic approach and implications. And I think hopefully we can produce also some policy brief in future in parallel with our scientific publications, so we can also contribute to the policy making and also helping wider audiences to learn about energy transition, whether from policymaker or just general public community.
Yeah, I fully share your vision. So I mentioned the interdisciplinary aspect, and when our guests look at the different clusters, where if it is specialized, then it gets clear how challenging this is also for the energy sector and energy policies. If you think of sustainable development or security questions, we already mentioned the question of energy security. So this we bring together, and I'm sure that we will have relevant output. And the Green Deal now, with its ambitious goals, I mentioned already that Europe shall look on the Baltic Sea or to the Baltic Sea states and see whether these things can be achieved. Baltic Sea as a laboratory, and we will find out the proper solutions that can then be transferred on to other countries or on a European scale.
Great. Thank you so much, Professor Rudi, for your time. Do you have anything more to add?
Yeah, I first thank you very much for inviting me. And I just want to mention that, of course, IFTSO is growing and we are only at the beginning. We will have a lot of doctoral students, PhD students who will work with us. And I hope very much that some of the listeners will be among these researchers at IFTSO and work together with us.
Great. That is an excellent remark. Yes, I hope this conversation, this interview motivates many young researchers, younger students to consider and follow us and apply for our upcoming position, as you mentioned. But with this, I would like to thank you one more time for your time, and I wish you a great time, and I looking forward for other episode, hopefully hosting you and discuss further questions with you.
Yes, I'm ready, and we will report on progress of our research. Thank you very much.
All right, this is the end of this episode, and thank you for listening this interview. If you want to learn more about IFTSO, please follow us on social media. We are available on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Spotify, and YouTube. Have a great time and goodbye.